if you ever wanted to make a photo look sketched in Photoshop, you really got to check this out. This is really cool. Look, this is my before picture over here, and this is the after applying the sketch effect. Okay? Now, you can do this with a black and white photo or a color photo. Now, but if your image is black and white, make sure that it's converted to RGB colors. Okay? And in order to do that, and if you're not sure, just come right up here to Image, Mode, and come right over here and make sure that RGB color is checked. And if it's not checked, just go ahead and select it, and it'll go ahead and convert it for you. Okay? All right. If you want to follow along, go into the Project Files folder on the CD, and then just open up the Sketching Portraits folder, and you'll find this image right here. I'm actually going to go ahead and just minimize this image right here. Okay, the very first step I want you to do, come up here to Window, and I want to make sure the Channels palette is visible. Okay, you can go ahead and just make sure that's checked, and you should just see it appear on the screen right here. Okay, the first thing I want you to do is actually click on the green channel right there. Click on the green channel. Then after that, come right up here to Filter, down here to Sketch, and then over here to Graphic Pen. Okay, Graphic Pen will help us make our sketch effect. And if it looks humongous right here, go ahead and just zoom out. Zoom out here in the preview. So you can see the photo just like that. And over here on the graphic pen settings, we can actually control the length of our pen strokes, okay? Now, if I turn that down, it's going to look like the image was just dabbed, or it's just not going to look so much like a sketched portrait, maybe like more like an older photograph. But I'm actually going to go ahead and just turn the stroke length up, okay? So it looks like someone just kind of drew it with a pencil or a pen. Now, we can control the light and dark balance, okay? If I turn the light and dark balance all the way down, look at that. Now, see, it looks a little bit washed out, okay? You want to bring more back into, bring more of the photo back into the picture. Turn that the other direction, that way you can actually see what you're looking at. You can control the stroke direction, okay? Right now, mine's going left diagonal. You can go right diagonal, horizontal, vertical, doesn't matter, okay? So if you've got it set like you like it, go ahead and click OK. All right, and there we go. We've added that sketch look to the photo. There's a couple more things that I want to go over here. What I want you to do here is I want you to go up here to Select and select the entire image, just like that. And then come over here to File, and then come down here to New, and then just go ahead and click OK. And what's going to happen is that it's going to convert it. It's going to know that it's a grayscale image. So and make sure that this is grayscale. It should be, but if not, then go ahead and switch that to grayscale, because we're going to make a new image here. It's going to be a new grayscale image, and we're actually going to just go up here to Edit and Paste, because we've already copied that the sketch into memory. So check this out. So here we go. And there's one cool little thing that I want you to do is make it look more like a drawing. Come right up here to Filter, down here to Blur, and add a little bit of Gaussian blur to that, okay? So this you can see right here, look in the preview window, this is before, and this is after. Just to soften it up a little bit, give it more of a kind of like an artsy, smooth type drawing look, okay? I'm going to go ahead and click OK. Now, the next thing I want to show you is how to get that cool color effect. I'm going to add a duotone. Check this out. I'm going to come up here to Image, and down here to Mode, and just come right over here to Duotone. All right, check this out. Whoa, it looks like it's all washed out. But what we need to do right here where it says Type, we need to actually switch that to Duotone. So we got two areas here to enter in two alternating colors, okay? Now, this color looks okay right there. I'm going to go ahead and leave that. But I'm going to actually click down here in this white box right here. Boom. And you'll see little custom colors, dialogue, all the Pantone colors and things like that will come up on the screen. And I'm going to select a darker color, a much darker color, okay? And look at that. Look what we have here in the background. We're starting to get more of that sepia tone type color, okay? So that's really cool, and that's what I want to generate here. So if I like that, I'm going to go ahead and see. I can make it a little lighter, okay? Turn that up a little bit more if I wanted to. But I want it to look more like a drawing. I want more of that, you know, more of a beige, more of an older type look drawing. I'm going to go ahead and leave it right there and go ahead and click OK. And then click OK once more. And there you go. So check that out. And that's how we can create sketches. And if you want to actually soften it up just a little bit more, come up here to Blur. Come over here to Gaussian Blur. And you can actually just turn up the Gaussian Blur just a little bit. Not too much, okay? Unless that's the type of look you're looking for, but that'll help it give it more of like a penciled type look, okay? I'm going to go ahead and click OK, and there you go. We've got some sketching going on in Photoshop. All right. We'll see you later.